We are going through another day of Jewish history and our own history. All kinds of things are constantly going on around the Jewish world. In Europe, in Belgium, they just gave out a psak of the court that it's legal to prohibit shechting. The classic anti-Semitic movement decision in the name of Tzar Bala Chaim, which all the experts already prove that it's not true. But that's the world we're living in. We're still in Golis. We have Esav Mitzad Echod in Europe. We have Yishmael Mitzad Hasheni all around us. And we are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what keeps us going. And that's what kept us going from the beginning of times. Yesterday we spoke about those beautiful psukim of David HaMelech describing how Hashem has been with him from the time he was born, from the time he left his mother's womb throughout his life. And he continues and says, "K'moyfes ha'yisi l'rabim." I was like a wonder. People can't understand how I still survive. I'm still around. That's what we know. That was the story of David HaMelech. But there was something supernatural about him. It was always being pushed away. It always came back again. The little shepherd with his little stones overpowering the great Goliath, creating the victory for Klal Yisrael. Then afterwards, having Shaul HaMelech, the king of the whole country, run after him, try to kill him, not being successful at that. He survived one thing after the other. K'moyfes, Yisi L'rabim. It was unusual, the fact that he made it through his life. And that's really the story of Klal Yisrael. David HaMelech represents Klal Yisrael. K'moyfes, Yisi L'rabim. The Jewish nation is something supernatural. We always have to remind ourselves. We're going through an abnormal time in history, but it's all part of that supernatural hanhoga that Hashem has with Klal Yisrael. We're the most successful nation by far. Our little country over here, Kamuvan, on a spiritual level, unbelievable. Everybody knows the greatness of our religion. Even those who hate us or are jealous of us, they know we have something nobody else has. We have the real thing. There's a priest about 100 years ago. He wrote a book about the quote-unquote dead nation. And what caused him to write the book was because he was always brought up that the Jews are a dead nation. They've been taken over by the Christians. Till one day he was passing by a shul by Kol Nidre, the beginning of Kippur, with everybody with a talisim on, and crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he saw this was the real thing. It wasn't the dead nation. It was a live nation. Everything else is just made out of stone and plastic and wood. There's no life in any other religion. We have the real thing coming out from the depths of our hearts, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just making ceremonies. That's our tefillah. Our tefillah, our Torah, is our direct connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'moyfes ha'yisi l'rabim. So all these things we're going through, at times they are pleasant, and at times they are painful, but they're all part of this moifes, unusual hanhoga. And like we're saying, in the last few months, the most powerful army in the Middle East, the Israeli army, can't manage to get past this complicated situation. We have those hostages. How many were taken out? Baruch Hashem, 2 days ago, 2 were taken out. People thought within a day or two the whole thing would be over. Others thought the other way around, that thousands of people, soldiers will be killed. Nobody knew what's going to happen. Whatever's happening is what Hashem decided is best for us. And that's how we have to take it. Mechazik ourselves. Appreciating that we're kemoifis with something unusual. Because we are the bonim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what David HaMelech finishes off. Kemoifis yisi b'rabim. I am something unusual. A wonder. Va'ato machsi oiz. You are my strength, my protector that has so much strength. And that's what makes us strong. When a Jew starts thinking that I am powerful, I am wealthy, I control the world, people have to listen to me. And Hashem shows us, you have nothing. With all your power, with all your money, you can't do anything. It's all totally in me. And David Melech never made this mistake. He always said, it's true, I'm unusual, supernatural, I have these powers that nobody else has. But Ata Machzi Ois, everything is from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what gives us our strength. The more we feel and recognize that we are in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what brings us our Hatzlocha. So that's something we have to think about. The Medrash says that, and this Pasuk, it says, Ata Machzi Ois, says that all the nations are out against us, but as long as the Koil, Koil Yaakov, the Bati Knesios, Bati Midrashes, as long as we're calling out HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the shuls with our davening, with our Limud HaTorah, then Eino Yedayim Yedei Esav Sholtis Bi. That's the protection. The Machzi Oiz. Oiz says is the Torah. Hashem Oiz La'am Yiten. Our strength is the Torah. When we realize that we are supernatural, and take advantage of the supernatural tools that Hashem gave us, our tefillah and our Torah, then we have full protection. And we'll continue onwards from one wondrous situation to, Baruch Hashem, many wonderful situations. Should be zeicha, take advantage of this special time we're in. Feel the tzar of Klal Yisrael, but together with that, feel uplifted. We are special. We are supernatural. Unusual, because we are the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's in our hands to activate the Midas HaChesed, V'Rachmim, Yeshuas, with our tefillahs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, totally everything in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We put ourselves in Hashem's hands, and He will make the entire Yeshua Mekarev.